Thursday, the day in which the disciples gathered in the upper room to remember the story of their faith. Today provides us the opportunity to enter that remembrance, to pause and look back, reflecting on all that God has done for us. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, church, and welcome back to Common Prayer for Thursday, April 9th. So glad you are joining us. You know, as we talked about the whole purpose of these episodes, these times of common prayer together are really for the sake of unity, that although we are scattered right now across the peninsula, across the Bay Area, it's so good to just know that you are listening along, you're praying along. I'm grateful for your participation in this because it does remind me of the unity of the body of Christ, even in the midst of all this going on. So thank you for tuning in. Today is Thursday of Holy Week, and Holy Thursday or Monday Thursday is the first of 3 days of remembrance or almost reenacting the events that were leading up to and immediately following the crucifixion of Jesus. We get this word Monday from the Latin word mundatum, which means commandment. And the reason it receives this name, the reason we call it Monday Thursday or Commandment Thursday, is because it's reflecting back Jesus' commandment to his disciples when they were in the upper room. When he gives them that command to love one another, he says, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." So this day of remembrance, this Holy Thursday, is about remembering that scene at Jesus' Last Supper as he is celebrating Passover one final time with his disciples. And it's fascinating, you know, because Passover was really this night of remembering. Just in the same way that Monday, Thursday, we remember Jesus' Last Supper, so the meal that they were taking up at that day was a meal of remembrance. Listen to the way Mark describes the events that are leading up to this Last Supper. This is in Mark chapter 14. It says this: "So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, 'Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house,' he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there.' The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as he had told them, and so they prepared the Passover." Now, as I mentioned, this Passover feast, again, is a feast of remembrance. And Jesus is about to take up this meal, and he's going to do something radically different with the Passover that maybe the disciples understood, maybe they didn't, but would be profound for us looking back on the Passover. So again, think of this. The disciples would be sitting around, and again, the Passover was reflecting back on the ways in which God had shown up for them in the past. Particularly, it would bring out all these themes of Exodus and bring about the liberation from slavery from out of Egypt. And so again, just put this picture in your head. Disciples sitting around a table, and they're telling the story of their faith. They're enjoying the meal. They're eating and drinking and telling stories and listening to the ways in which, recalling the saving acts of God as they reflect back on the presence of God and his steadfast love for them. So they'd remember these stories of past, of their ancestors enslaved. They'd remember them crying out and God showing up. They'd remember the tears and the cries that would have, been around in their kind of fractured history. But in some ways, like, to remember is to take all these fractured parts and bring them back into a collective whole. So in some ways, to remember is to remember. It's to bring the pieces back to mind, to recall those memories. As we step into Monday, Thursday in preparation for what's to come at Easter, the invitation is for us to remember as well. We look back, we remember what Jesus has done for us, who God is, how he has shown up in our lives. So in some ways, I want us to be focusing on this today, is that we are in some ways present in a type of upper room, reflecting back, remembering God's saving works. It's fascinating because in the midst of that table, right? So flashback again to that upper room. The disciples are sitting around. They're telling these stories of what God has done. And then at some point, Mark records this. It says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take it. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank it. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. He said to them, truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it again, or drink it new in the kingdom of God. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Now, Jesus, again, does something fascinating here. He steps into this night of remembering, and he takes the bread of Passover, what would have been used to symbolize and remember the suffering of those that had gone before them in Egypt, and to celebrate God's deliverance. And Jesus takes this bread of blessing, and he takes it up, and he says, this is my body. He says, the thing that we celebrate tonight to remember the liberation of the people of God out of the hand of Pharaoh, he says, this is now my body. It will be broken for you. And then he takes the cup, and the cup is representative of this like blessing and abundance in the history of God. And so Jesus takes that up and he says, this is my blood. He says, the very source of my blood that will be spilled will be the source of blessing and abundance for those to come. And so today, as we sit in our living rooms, as we are sheltered in place, I can't help but think that we are able to pause this Monday, Thursday, and look back at the things that God has done. And in the same way the disciples in that upper room were looking back at Passover, remembering the ways in which God had shown up for them, I wonder what it would look like for us today to reflect back in the midst of all of this chaos that we're in and remember the ways that God has showed up for us. And so what I want to do for our prayer practice today is, you know, at the end of Mark's account there, it says they sang a hymn and they went off into the Mount of Olives where Jesus would eventually be arrested. So what I thought we would do is I want to just look at a psalm of remembrance. And I want us to spend, well, first, before we read that, I want us to spend a couple of moments just in reflection of what are the things in which God has done for us? What are the things in which God has shown up in our lives that we need to remember? And so I want to spend a few moments doing that, but then I want to read Psalm 116. And Psalm 116 is, again, this psalm of remembrance. And it's a little bit long, and so it'll take some time to read, but I want to read it prayerfully as we just allow those words to just kind of float over us. So as we prepare, why don't you sit in your chair and relax, and maybe take a few, again, deep breaths and prepare our hearts to pray. Again, just take a moment. Let's come back to our breathing, come back to the here and now. Maybe just take a few moments with a breath prayer. Maybe something as simple as, Lord Jesus, you are here. Another few deep breaths. And I want to invite you to take time to invite the Holy Spirit here. Maybe just invite the Holy Spirit to guide your remembering. Invite the Holy Spirit to open up your heart and your mind to encounter God. Now I want to invite you to take a moment to remember. remember back, and maybe this is looking over the course of your life, maybe it's looking over the past month, maybe it's looking over the past few years. And just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways in which God has shown up in your life. Maybe it was in a time of need. Maybe it was in a time of crisis. Maybe it was a time of great praise and of joy. But allow the Holy Spirit to just highlight the ways in which God has shown up in your life. As you reflect on those things, I want you to consider what it would have been like for the disciples to sit around that table, sharing stories of how God had demonstrated his love for them through the centuries. And then to consider Jesus saying, that same bread of blessing that helped liberate your people from slavery, that is my body that is broken for you. And then he would take the cup, and in the same way, he would say, this is my blood poured out for you. Consider for a moment what Jesus means in all of that for you. Envision Jesus looking at you around that table and saying, this is my body and this is my blood that's been broken out for you. Now, as I read these words from Psalm 116, just follow along prayerfully and allow these to also be your prayer. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did, and you have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen, church. Happy Monday, Thursday. And I pray that you remember all the things that God has done for us. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.